It's time for me to air my dirty laundry. And even as a financial advisor for over 20 years, I have my big retirement mistakes. But in today's video, I'm going to share with you what I think my biggest retirement mistake was. And I'll open with it, but there's many facets to it. So, you know, really, I think the learning here, and I'm sharing this so that other people can learn from my mistakes. I've learned from other people's mistakes. As a financial advisor, one of the nice things was I got to work with hundreds of families and in many ways live life and learn lessons from the things that my clients did well, from the things that my clients might have done that in hindsight they wish they had not done. And so I had the advantage of that. And that's the spirit that I share this video with you. So my biggest retirement mistake, frankly, I think folks know I retired at 59 years old. But what I don't talk about is one day in December, I came home when I was 55 years old, and I told my wife, we've done it. We have enough money to retire. We can retire any time that we want. And I was 55, and those were four good years where, you know, I was very healthy, even healthier than I am now. I think I'm pretty healthy now, but I was very healthy. I had a zest for life. I had this quest for adventure. And those were four good years, almost five good years that I unnecessarily gave up. Now, why did I do that? Particularly given my health history from my family. Unfortunately, my father had a stroke when he was younger than me. He ended up having several strokes. He had heart disease. And really, from the time my dad was in his early 70s, his job was basically staying alive. So why did somebody like me that, let me share just one more thing. My uncle passed away from a heart attack in his 50s. And I've had cousins that have done the same. So unfortunately, the male side of my family from my father's side, unfortunately, we have health issues and we likely are not going to live in a healthy manner into our 80s. So why did somebody like me that had enough money to retire, that was a professional financial advisor, that had helped hundreds of families, why did I unnecessarily give up what will likely be the five healthiest, most active years of my retirement that I could have? And there's several factors here, and I think many of you can relate to these. The first one was my kids were still in college, and I wanted to make sure if there were any surprises, I wanted to make sure that mom and dad had the resources to make sure that my kids had the foundation that they needed in order in their case, they both wanted to go to college, but college or trade school, whatever it is for you. I wanted to make sure that I had a backup plan. So that was number one. Number two, perfectly candid, I was fearful of giving up my paycheck. You know, I'd been doing what I'd been doing for 20 years, 20 plus years. I was good at it. I worked for a company that I liked. I worked with a team that I liked. I felt like I was part of a big family. And it didn't feel like work. And I think that's the goal of all of us, is to have a job that doesn't feel like work. So I used to tell my friends, I used to tell my kids, I used to tell my wife, why would I retire? You know, this is kind of my hobby business. And that's kind of the goal for all of us. And one of the takeaways is, why do you retire? You retire because there's this other life that even though you may have a fair amount of vacation, even though you may have a lot of flexibility, even though you might be very good at your job, very well paid, and it feels easy and fun, there's still this other life. And I can tell you now, having been retired about 9 months, I had no idea how busy I was. It felt to me like, you know, this is just a normal life because I'd been doing, you know, we've all been working for 20, 30, 40 years. So I'd been doing it for so long. It's that analogy of the frog in boiling water where we don't know the stress that's on our shoulders. Just like the frog in boiling water, you put a frog in boiling water, it's going to hop right out. But if you slowly turn up the heat, I'm the frog. He's going to stay in there just like us over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. The pressure has been increasing on our shoulders. And then the gotcha is then as we get older, maybe we pay off our mortgage. Maybe our kids are out of college. Maybe we get some nice raises at work. And it actually feels like we have very little stress on our shoulders because compared to what it was like when we were saving for our mortgage, when we were saving for our kids to go to college, when we were saving for our retirement, it seems like, wow, there's a lot of pressure off of my shoulders. But you know what I found looking back now, and ultimately I took the leap, and the leap and what I told myself was 65-year-old Asul is going to be grateful to 59-year-old Asul that he had the courage to take that leap. And ultimately what I told myself was that is more valuable. And now looking back 9 months later, I can tell you I want all of my time. Even though I had a job that I loved, I still had to give that job 40, 50, sometimes 60 hours a week. And I want those hours now. And for you, I want you to have those hours as well. So, you know, what do we do? How do we get ourselves in this situation? The first thing is having confidence. Confidence that you have, A, enough money to retire. B, you've got some relationships that you know matter to you a lot that you want to spend time with, people with. And the third thing is purpose, right? And as far as relationships, it's self-explanatory. As far as purpose, that's going to be an iterative process. What I would suggest if you're struggling with purpose, if you're thinking, I don't know what my next chapter is going to be, I encourage you to read a book by a gentleman by the name of Arthur Brooks. It's called From Strength to Strength. And as a financial advisor, there were three or four books that I wanted to write. And one was the book that Arthur Brooks wrote. And he's such... A is a PhD, and he specializes in happiness, right? So the information in his book is just fabulous. And B is a much better writer than I'll ever be. So I'm not going to write that book, but I encourage you to read it. And it will talk about this next chapter of our lives. How do we handle this? And the next thing is not only how do we handle it, but how do we get that confidence from a financial standpoint? That the numbers are right, that we can make the leap, that we can tell our boss we're leaving. And, you know, we can face the 15th and the 30th of the month. And without trepidation, yes, you're still going to feel like, oh, what did I do? I used to get a paycheck on the 15th and now it's the 15th. And, you know, candidly, for the first 3 or 4 months, I did have an empty feeling in my stomach twice a month when it would have been payday. But how do you gain that confidence? You gain that confidence by having a plan. I think the gold standard to do that is to work with a financial advisor that's a fiduciary to you 100% of the time. You know, candidly, that can be expensive. And I know most of my audience is never going to do that. So the next best thing is to use software that's designed for you to think through. These are the things that you need to consider. You want to make sure that the software is comprehensive. It's going to help guide you through the things that you should be thinking about. And you want to make sure that there's no mistakes, which is why I like the software Bolden. It used to be called New Retirement. It's designed for people like you and I going through our retirement, going through our financial plan. If you click on the link in the description, it's an affiliate link and you'll be supporting the station. The YouTube channel says, if you like make videos like mine, this is the next video that's specifically for you, is the next video of mine that the YouTube algorithm says that you should watch. I'll see you in that. Thanks for watching this one. Bye-bye.